It's episode 65 of WordPress Plugins A to Z. We've got Feed WordPress, Advanced Category Excluder, QR Color Code Generator, WordPress Blacklister, Calendar Plugin, and an Image Plugin for Pinterest.
A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin to lunch. Now he's no other choice, so the deal we'll respect. We can't help but wonder and pause to reflect.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everybody.
And we're here to discuss some plugins, a little bit of WordPress news, anything else that happens to come across our table today. First off, just a couple of little reminder things for folks. One, this podcast is now located at our website, wppluginsa2z.com. Make sure you go there, check it out, and start to become involved in the website, trying to get a little bit of community action over there. So it'd be kind of nice. We've had some feedback there, but a little bit more would be fantastic.
Definitely. We're doing this for the community, so we need the community involved.
And more questions we get that we can share on the website, the more people will come in. And you get questions, we'll try to find answers. If you've got answers, come in and share them with all the rest of us on the website. That would be great. I know I don't know it all, although I like to think I do, but hey. All right, so what else we got today? I've got one little, minor complaint. My computers, I was having a grand old time last Saturday, working along, all these windows open, music blaring, just cranking along, and all of a sudden I hear this great big pop and that wonderful smell of ozone.
Power supply.
You bet. And all I could think of was, God, please don't let it take out my hard drive or motherboard with it.
I had one of those instances back in the fall. And, not fun.
No, I was very fortunate. I actually managed to get down to our local Staples here, who 5 minutes before they closed, and picked myself up a nice 700-watt supply and got it back in my system. And when I put it back in, I went and booted, and it goes, no disk. I/O error. And I went, oh my God, no. And what happened was it had lost its memory, and it was trying to pick up the wrong disk. So it was like, oh, fortunately I got it all up and running, back to where I could work again.
Awesome.
But, things like that happen. It just seems to have been my month for it. First I blow a monitor, and then I blow a power supply.
Yeah, well, stay away from my WordPress sites.
No, they seem to be going good. I actually managed to launch another new site today.
Great.
So if you're a very twisted person, go out there and check out twistedmister.ca. It's not as twisted as you think it is. And I'll just leave that to your mind to go check that out.
Cool.
So what else we got? Well, this week here, want to thank everybody for all of the ratings we've gotten on the iTunes US store. It seems like you guys are starting to finally fill in there. I went in and dropped and checked out the U.S. store for iTunes. And we've got a few ratings for this year so far, which we thank you very much. Please keep them coming.
Absolutely. Keep those hits rolling. The more we get reviews from the community of core listeners that we have now, the more new listeners that we can bring on board just because of those high ratings. So your help, whether it just be for a couple minutes filling out a review, or if you just want to really take time and let everybody out there know exactly what value you've gotten from this particular show, we would greatly appreciate that.
And it's great. When I check out the difference between the U.S. and Canadian store, the podcast is rated much higher on the U.S. store than it is in the Canadian store. But that's, of course, because all my Canadian listeners, they just don't seem to know how to write. Please get up there and fill out some ratings in the Canadian store. You got to remember, the iTunes stores are separated by country.
That's right. So if you say Z as Zed, you got to go to the Canadian store and
or English or Aussie one. They use Zed too.
Do they? Okay. Well, yeah. I guess it's just me.
It's an American thing. Yep. That I know. Having lived down there and raised there most of my life. In fact, I came to Canada. I used to call it a Z until I'd been here for 10 years, and suddenly I realized one day I completely slipped into the local dialect.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have we have? Got a few interesting articles this week. Most of them are great articles. A couple of help articles. One about WordPress plugin and support. And another one about somebody did an article about the 50 most downloaded plugins for WordPress. And I thought it was interesting. A lot of my favorites are in that top list. How to block specific WordPress plugin updates. This was an interesting article I found, because sometimes you need updates on your plugins, but there's specific plugins you want to have not update. Maybe it's a customized one you did, or you forked off somebody else's and they still got their code. Who knows? There may be a reason to block it, but it's a good article on how to block it.
Nice.
There's an article there on the WordCamp San Diego wrap-up. So WordCamp San Diego, I guess, happened a week or two ago.
I missed it.
Yeah. So did I. It would have been a great reason for me to go back to San Diego, aside from my high school reunions down there this year.
Yeah. I'm about maybe 100 miles north of San Diego. But if I'd have known about that, I guess I should check the WordCamp sites more frequently. But that's probably one that I'll definitely check out next time it comes around.
Well, hopefully they'll have it next year.
Yeah.
There's another one, article about WordPress stats and numbers. WordPress is breaking its own records for installations and other things. So it's kind of interesting to check out. And then one more article on how to allow users to add favorite posts in WordPress. In other words, they can create their own section in your site and they can pin their favorite articles for when they come back and visit you.
No, that's handy.
So just some nice, useful articles this week is what we found. And hopefully it helps you all out there. Get yourself some tips, tidbits, and save yourself some research time.
Absolutely. That's what we do, right? Save yourself some research.
That's part of what we do. Other than that, I'm here to hear my own voice, you know, so I can listen to myself back later and go, wow, damn, I sound like crap. Oh, no, sorry. So seriously, I keep doing this one because I enjoy it and it's fun, and it also helps keep me on my toes and keep me researching and looking for new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's funny because, you know, I used to before my participation in the show here, used to just be kind of selfish and only look for plugins that would benefit me. But now I've got a keener eye, so to speak, and if something catches my eye that I think people out there that are WordPress developers and designers or just people that use it for either, you know, personal or business, what is out there trending that we can help you guys out with? What is out there that we know that you would get the most benefit out of? That's what we bring to you in this show week after week.
And that's what we keep striving for, to get better and better stuff out there. So that brings us up to, you got anything else there for tickets?
No, I'm ready for all these plugins. I've got some really cool ones. I know you do as well from the list here, and I know the listeners are going to get some really good benefit out of this show.
Well, let's give it a shot then. All right, so I get to start it off, and this week here I've got some nice plugins, and the first one I've got here is called Feed WordPress. And what this one is, it's a pretty decent plugin, been downloaded 500,000 times. I've seen it before on a site that I inherited from a client about 6 to 8 months ago, and I just sort of ignored it back there until today when I was launching off a client's website, and I realized I wanted to pull over. He'd been doing a whole lot of stuff on Facebook during the time we were preparing his website, and I wanted to pull that information over in a nice clean format. So the idea was to find a RSS aggregator that would rip it out of Facebook and then stick it on his website. And I remembered this from the website for the client I had inherited a while back. I remembered seeing it, and that's what they were using it for, was to pull their Facebook information over. So this plugin, what they have to say about it is it's a aggregator, pulls information from different RSS or Atom feeds, syndicated content. So you can literally pull content from any syndicated RSS feed you want. And it works in any version of WordPress MU or WordPress 3.0 or later. So make sure you've got it relatively new. So what did I find with it? Well, I found it was pretty easy to set up for the most part. Very, very little to do in the initial setup, but then there was some issues around, some minor issues around configuration. There was a lot of configuration to it. And the other problem I had, of course, is Facebook doesn't make it easy to find the RSS feed for your Facebook page.
And say so, that again.
Well, what I've done is because I've discovered the secret to it, in the show notes, there is the full link of the RSS feed with the last little bit that you need to replace with your Facebook ID number. And that's all you do is find your Facebook ID number, not your Facebook page name, the ID number. It's different. It's just so, you know, because my Facebook page is johnoverall.com, but there's an ID number. It's about an 8 to 12 digit number that was there originally. So you got to get to that number. And you stick that at the end of this, and all of a sudden you have the RSS feed for your Facebook page.
Nice.
Very nice and sweet. You feed it into this this WordPress feeder and configure it up and assign it to the proper categories, and then it rips everything out of Facebook going back a month or two and sticks it into whatever category you wanted it in, makes a nice little post out of it. Very clean. The only thing it does is doesn't stick any images in it. But of course, there's a couple of plug-in tricks that I've been using that I will eventually be able to share with folks that will allow you to dump in an instant featured image for it so you can use it all properly. So all in all, pretty decent plugin. Worked fairly well. I liked the way it brought everything over. I gave it a 4 dragon rating just because, you know, I had a little bit of extra work to do around configuration. Other than that, it was beautiful.
Great. That's cool. And so I do want to caution people out there before you start slurping in content from CNET and, you know, every other blog in the world and posting it on yours. That is duplicate content. So if you're looking to rank for your blog for any degree of search engine optimization, use some extreme caution using this plugin.
Yes, I should have mentioned that, but I was using it for very specific purposes.
Yeah, if it's pulling in your own feed to your own website, perfect. You know, actually, this plugin reminds me that I need to start doing this for my own personal website, marcuscouch.com. I should probably be pulling in the WordPress plugins, you know, A to Z feed into my site so that every time John posts something, it automatically gets populated on my site as well. Yeah. That's something that I've got to make a note to myself to do that.
Yeah, there's one way to do it.
But it's also good if you run multiple WordPress installations. Perhaps, you know, you're like me. I've got a different podcast besides this one that's a music show. I've got my own blog. I've got a marketing blog that I write. I should probably be cross-posting some of that stuff back and forth. So yeah, I've used this plugin previously. There's also one that's paid out there that's called WP Robot that kind of does this with a mix up. You can mix and mash a few other ones. Maybe I'll review that for a future show. But go ahead.
I think I reviewed WP Robot sometime back because it's one that I use quite regularly.
Yeah, it does a really great job in creating kind of a post mashup. Okay, well, let's move on to my plugin. John, it's time to get back in black. And with that, I'm talking about WP Blacklister. A lot of us use Akismet for suppressing blogs, you know, the spammers on your blog or any comment posts or things like that. This thing assembles a complete list of IP addresses, emails, URLs, and it creates an admin page called Blacklist that's under your settings menu. It's got three different boxes, which are automatically populated with the lists of all your IP addresses, emails, and URLs, and all of the comments marked as spam. So it makes it really easy to, you know, just really kind of block the spammers one by one. I think that I didn't get this far into it, but I think there's a way where you can actually just block an entire IP from even seeing your site to begin with.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so easy to install, really cool that it's in the settings menu. I gave this a 4 out of 5. I'd love to see a little bit more conditional formatting. Like, I would love to just block out India and China and all those guys.
If you want to do that, I can highly recommend to you Anti-Spam Bee, where you can block them by country from your website.
Oh, nice.
It's
all right.
A very beautiful one that I think I might have covered way back before you joined the show, but it allows you to block by country. It's the anti-spam plugin I use since I quit using what was it called again?
This one or the other one?
The one that comes with WordPress. For some reason, it just left my head.
Oh, Akismet.
Thank you. Yeah, I couldn't get it in my head. But anyway, I quit using Akismet, and I found Anti-Spam Bee, and it actually it not only blocks by country, it actually uses the honeypot system to block spammers by IP addresses. And since
Do we have any ratings in the iTunes India store? I don't think so.
I don't think so. But anyway, I use it to block a lot of countries, and since I put it on my website over a year and a half ago, I've had one spam comment get through.
Wow.
All right. One.
That's because you blocked America, right?
No, I blocked most of Africa and a few other countries that I just knew it was coming from.
There you go. So I gave this a 4 out of 5. WP Blacklister is the name of it.
Nice plugin. Give it a shot, folks. Probably help you out quite a bit. So what have I got next? I have a plugin that was recommended to me today, and fellow I was talking to via Skype, he said, you know, it's kind of an interesting plugin. I went and checked it out. It is an old plugin. It's 1,058 days since it was last updated. So take that for what it's worth. And I thought, what the heck? Let's give it a spin, see what it does. It's called Advanced Category Excluder. And what it does, and they, according to them, it's created to block out specific categories from specific sections of your website. And I thought, the idea sounds pretty interesting. Let me check it out and see what it does. Well, although it is ancient, it does seem to work in 3.3.1, and it didn't seem to have any problems at all. And what I did find it did once it loaded up and checked it out, it has the ability to block out any category you want on a per section. Like if you have categories like my private category, you don't want it to show up in the archives, or you don't want it to show up in the search, or you don't want it to show up in your RSS feeds, you can block it from being listed in those areas. And you can do that with any category. It also allows not only the blocking of categories, it also has a blocking of specific types of links on a per section area. It also blocks terms in a per section area. You can cross block different things on your site. I didn't spend a lot of time with it because I was just checking it out to see how it would work. I don't know if it'll be something I'll have a use for, but I could see possibly having a use for it sometime. So I thought it might be interesting, and who knows, there's folks out there that may need sections of their site blocked from the public in some way or form, and this might do the trick for them. So anyway, because it works so decently, had no errors with it, it was pretty easy to get going. You just turn it on and you go in and go through the sections and check the boxes on which pieces you want to block, and that's it. And it's done. So gave it a 4 Dragon. Pretty decent plugin.
For a plugin not updated for 3 years,
yeah,
it still works that great?
That's what I thought. I thought, wow, this is pretty nice.
Holy cow. I never even messed with that one. I'm so stunned. I don't even know about it. So it's one of those things. It's just, you know, we unearthed a gem that had been down there for a little while. I guess.
I was a friend of mine over in Germany. He told me about it today while we were talking on Skype, and I went, okay, I'll give it a shot and check it out. I needed another plugin, so.
Yeah, I bet I know what it was used for 3 years ago. I bet it was used to remove categories from the navigation menu.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, because it used to be automated so that you had to have all of your categories in the top navigation, and then people mostly were just pulling out the excludes in PHP in the header.php file so that it didn't have that navigation. So I can see where it came from. Sorry, talking a little inside shop here, but that's what we do on the show, right? Are you still with me, John?
Let's roll it. Yeah, for those of you that are still listening, yeah, we blanked out for a minute, lost each other, and some of that is still going to be in the show.
Good. Awesome. I love talking to myself.
All right, so you're up. Next plugin for
okay,
you.
Okay, we're going to roll with something that I, you know, I'm always looking to collaborate with people, and even John and I now, we're, you know, we share Google Docs as far as the show and where we are with the notes and such. This is one that is a pretty cool concept, but unfortunately, it's a little buggy still. But if you got just one or two people to share with, this is awesome. It's called Calendar Plugin, and basically it integrates the Google Calendar API straight to your WordPress admin page, which means you can actually create your own editorial cycle, and you can share it with other people on Google Calendar. You can just get all of the different sync functionality. You can leave appointments there on your blog. And, you know, like me, I have Google Calendar sync up to my phone. So it's a really great way to kind of maybe remind yourself, even if it's just for you, to sync up with your own tasks as far as, hey, make sure this is done on this day, or make sure you come in here and turn this plug in on this day, or something like that. So give it a shot. If it works for you, awesome. I only gave it a 3 out of 5, though, because it just didn't sync quickly enough for me. But maybe that's just me being kind of tech heavy. But I'm sure if you give it a try, see if you like it. And if so, give us a shout on the website and let us know what you think. Yeah. So I gave it a 3 out of 5. It's called Calendar Plugin.
Yeah, I actually saw that today when I was perusing through the codex. Looked like mm-hmm. something I might want to try because I do use Google Calendar. I sync it to my Outlook, sync it to my iPad, sync it to my phone. Mm-hmm. So it's like it syncs everywhere. It even syncs. I even have my wife and my calendar syncing together so that we can book proper times off.
There you go. So for creating blog posts and such, I think it would probably be a really good reminder that kind of pokes its head into your own real world and reminds you to take care of it.
Excellent. All right. So last one I've got on the table today, this one here is actually a pretty cool little plugin. It's called QR Color Code Generator. And, you know, of course, QR codes are all the rage. You know, as I'm thumbing through some business cards here today, I'm seeing QR codes on business cards, and find QR codes on magazines. You find QR codes everywhere. I just, you know, pretty soon they'll be in television ads, and people will be scanning their television with their smartphones. So anyway, making those QR codes, well, I had to do one recently for a client of mine that publishes a magazine here in town, and she needed a QR code, so I had to go online, find a place to generate it, and then download it, print it out, and it's like, okay, it's a bland QR code, does exactly what we want. But I've also got another client where we're planning to do some marketing with QR codes. They're building posters and flyers, and we're going to have different types of QR codes for different types of giveaways and prizes and discounts and things for tracking. So, you know, creating all those would be a bit of a pain, and then keeping track of them is a whole other problem. This plug-in here, you plug it in, and on your own website, you can start creating your own QR codes, and you can create them in any color of the rainbow. And it's really actually kind of cool. I started playing with it, and all of a sudden, oh, wow, I actually got other things to do. So it's just, I found it to be just great. Lots of fun. It's just... it was simple and elegant, and this is their light version, folks. They've got a paid version, and the paid version's probably worth the $10. Actually, I think it's $9. Huh. It's probably worth the $9 for it, and I might just actually pay for one just to see what the advanced version does, especially since I'll be using it. But what I found it to do also, not only does it create the QR codes for it, once it's created, you can download it instantly as a PNG file or as a PDF file. So if someone's doing print version like my client who does print, I download it as a PDF file, email it off to her, and she's got it to stick right into her publication. Boom. Ready Beautiful. To go. And then it creates a spot in there for managing these QR codes. It holds on to them so you can go back to them and re-edit them. Now, let me tell you about some of the bonuses it does. Most people think of the QR codes as, you know, go to a web page. That's a great idea. But what if you can put an email address on it? How about an SMS message? They hit the QR code and it spits out an SMS message. Or they hit it and it dials an automatic phone number for them. Or, this is my fave of it, if you have a wireless network where you got people regularly coming in and you have to, they got to ask you for the password to sign on to it, you can print out a QR code with all your wireless network information. They can scan that code and they'll have instant all the wireless network information for your wireless network.
Nice.
So it's just that's what this does. This creates QR codes for all kinds of different things. And so I just found it to be just one fantastic plugin. It worked great, smooth install, not a problem. Lots of fun to play with. So of course, what's it get? Let's see if it'll play. There we go. It got a 5 out of 5, folks.
Yeah. 5 dragons. Beautiful.
So it's a beautiful plugin. Works great. I highly recommend it. I'm actually going to send off an email to the author for it later and ask him for a couple of pieces of information I was looking for on it.
Yeah, including the free including a free version of the paid, right?
Free of the paid one. Yeah, give me a free version of the paid one. We'll give you another rating on the show.
There you go. Hey, you got the dragon roar. I think that equals free plugins, right? Yeah. I don't know. Well, keep that sound effect handy, John, because I've got one here called Pinterest Plugin. Yes, we all know about Pinterest. And if you don't, you should.
You crawl up front of your rock.
Yeah. Pinterest actually sends more traffic than YouTube, LinkedIn, Google+, Reddit, and everything else put together. So, well, maybe not put together, but singularly. That's why you want to attract all the traffic you can from Pinterest. And that's why you should install this plugin to your WordPress installation. So basically, Pinterest, typically when someone does it, it's just like when they put Pinterest on their WordPress installation, they'll put it right next to Twitter and Google+ and Facebook, you know, and stick it down there. But with Pinterest, you actually, you know, you want to make sure that it's visually pleasing as well. So what this does is it puts the pin it button on top of your image so that people can actually, and it only shows this when they mouse over the image. So by doing that, you can actually let them kind of pick which cool image gets to be the cover for your Pinterest.
Nice.
And yeah, it's definitely something that you guys want to use out there, at least experiment with it. If you use any kind of images in your post at all, use this. I don't care if you don't know anything about Pinterest. If you want more traffic to your blog, start getting a little bit more pin-centric, I guess you could say. But this is one way to do it, and I highly recommend that you check this plugin out. It also, the one thing that it does that's really cool is it takes the image alt text, and that's what it uses as the description in Pinterest. So just make sure that you're using all of your alt text that you can in the images, and it'll pay off for you SEO-wise. And Pinterest is relatively new, so it's kind of open ground. You can kind of plant your flag and create your own niche out there that, you know, whatever you're looking for. So participate in it. I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend this plugin. So it gets, go ahead, John, 5 out of 5.
Nice. Very nice. I'm going to have to experiment with more of that. I actually have a Pinterest account. I just haven't got around to do anything with it yet.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. It's like stumble upon in the early days, you know? It's that cool.
Yeah, I was checking it out. It looked interesting. Then I tried to get an account, and they go, it's invite only. So I sent them the invite, and you know, a couple hours later, I got my account, and and then I let it sit there because I got busy doing other things.
Oh, well, I got to tell you guys out there, if you're an early adopter and you can start getting involved in these things,
yeah,
especially if it's something that you can find your way to get an early, early invite to something that you find out about. Maybe there's a blog post by somebody who's got a specific amount of invites or something. Get on there and add as many friends and interests and things like that as you can.
Yeah.
The reason is because then you become Tom of MySpace. You're everywhere.
Yep.
And everybody sees you and everybody wants to...
Everyone wants to be your friend.
Your buddy. Yeah. So early adopters out there, take advantage of that. Even write bots and scripts and macros or do whatever you got to do. But get involved.
That's all we got there then. Excellent. What else you got? Just a couple of reminders again. Don't forget, go rate us at iTunes, blueberry.com, and any place else you find us on the web. You know, make sure you tell your friends, family, even your enemies. Let them know, too. We'll take those.
Yeah. And start posting the links to the show in WordPress forums and such, everywhere that you go, even web design forums, anything like that. Let people know.
Let people know we got a show out here. It's it's starting to become one of the longest consistent running WordPress plugin show going, which is actually it's actually one of the longest running WordPress shows from what I can see. A lot of them have died off more than 6 to 8 months ago.
Yeah, and I want to remind you guys to go to the website as well and click on Leave Us a Message, and please do so. Let us know how you like the show, whether you think it's great, whether you think it sucks. We're cool with it.
I'm cool with everything.
Yeah. And, you know, let us know if you're looking for a specific plugin. Let us know if you're looking for any kind of solution, or maybe, you know, you've got a great plugin that you found that you want to share with us and maybe have us review on the show. We're happy to do so. So make sure you go to the website, click on the link, give us that SpeakPipe voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
I was gonna say, do the SpeakPipe. If you don't want to type, SpeakPipe works well.
Yeah, didn't you even, you've done what? You've done a video for somebody that left a SpeakPipe?
Yep.
You've done, what else?
Well, we just did some research for it. Let them done research.
True.
No, I don't mind. You know, they send it to us at the right time. I might be home. I might be home from my 4 days off, and during that time, I get bored and start surfing the web and start researching interesting things. And I always love a good puzzle.
Yeah, as long as John's not involved in making QR codes or playing World of Warcraft, he'll probably help you out.
Or even StarCraft. I started playing StarCraft recently again.
Oh, they make a new craft now?
Well, StarCraft 2. You know, it's been around for a while. I just recently decided to pick it up and give it a shot. So, you know, can I say I'm a gamer? I like my games. They're great for removing my mind from reality.
Yeah, well, I got too much work to do. It's like, there's no way. I thought about that. I was watching on YouTube this submarine game, and it was like, I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome to play that.
That is actually pretty awesome. I forget what it's called now, but
Silent Hunter.
That's it,
5,
Silent Hunter. I've played that one there. That one there sucked me in for a while, too, because it's a strategy game.
Yeah, so I was watching this. There's an actual guy on YouTube that says, his channel is Let's Play Silent Hunter. And all it is just him playing.
Him playing, yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, actually I could not install the game and just watch him play. And
learn,
you know,
everything
when I
there
need
is.
It. That's right. I don't even need to play. I could just watch him play, and oh, that's cool graphics. I guess I don't have to waste my time. So, yeah. But one other thing that I want to talk about is I'm working on a video version of introducing plugins to everybody. And John's known about this forever, and that's part of why I wanted to join the show to begin with, to keep up my chops. And that's going to happen, I would say, within about 30 days. But much like we request people with SpeakPipe, I'm going to soon be requesting people to actually send me some videos of stuff. So I'm in the production phase right now, and I just want to keep people alert for that. So if you want to show off your website and show off what it is that you do, and if you're a designer and want to give out you know, your credentials and contact info, I'm totally cool with that. So just be on the lookout. That's going to be coming within 30 days.
Sweet. Very nice. Look forward to it. So in closing, final future podcasts. Well, I still got the affiliate plugins that I need to review, decent comments, and, of course, any other lazy sweet plugin that comes our way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually looking for some more RSS stuff like you've got today with the one that you have, Feed WordPress. And I'm on the lookout for something, again, as I mentioned in the last show, that can play a video and kick over to a form.
Haven't seen that yet.
So, anybody, I'm still on the lookout. So if you didn't hear it on the last show, that's what I'm looking for. If you've got something like that or got the ability to do anything like that, or even know of something that's not even WordPress related that can do that, please let me know.
All right, and in final, you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at onconsu, or on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom, or you can finally email me at dragon@wppluginsa-z.com.
And you can find me at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, facebook.com/marcuscouch, and I'm also just plain old Marcus at WordPress plugins or wppluginsa-z.com.
And that's it, folks. We are leaving.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. Some of the music you may have heard here today is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweet or more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now I found a solution, it works out so neat. You insist on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all.